Hello everybody, bonjour à tous nos auditeurs. Today we are with some students of William Ahuja High School and their English teacher, Miss Poi.
Hello, thanks a lot for inviting me. I'm delighted to be with you.
So if I understood, vous êtes la professeure des élèves de première SP LSE, but explain to me what does LSE stand for?
Ah, mais peut-être que les élèves peuvent répondre mieux que moi.
LSE stands for Langue, Littérature, Culture étrangère. And in this unit, we have discovered the Australian culture, Aboriginal art and storytelling.
Now we are going to listen to you.
It was great.
It was fun.
We done it.
Hello, everybody. Today we are going to tell you an Aboriginal story. The title is Alinga, the Lizard Man and His Boomerang. This is a legend of how Uluru, the Aboriginal secret rock, was formed. At the beginning of time, Alinga, the lizard man, was a great and powerful warrior. Alinga was known and respected throughout the land for his exceptional skill in boomerang throwing. Such a giant was Alinga, and so powerful was his special boomerang that when he threw it, the boomerang took weeks and weeks to come back, sometimes even months. Alinga was a very patient man. Whenever the boomerang disappeared out of sight, he waited for it. He knew it would return soon.
One day, Alinga took his great boomerang and threw it as far as he could. It disappeared for weeks. The weeks turned into months, the months into years, and the boomerang did not return. Alinga loved his boomerang. Finally, he could not wait for its return, so he decided to go and search for it. He walked across the desert, up the Northern Territory, but he did not find his boomerang. He turned south.
After many moons, Alinga finally found his boomerang. It was stuck in the ground. After many sandstorms, the giant weapon was turned into the enormous rock right in the center of Australia, which the Aboriginal people now call Uluru. Anxious to return to his people, he left the boomerang there, stuck in the rock, and started his long journey back to his tribe. Today you can see Uluru, the enormous rock, as it was formed in the desert back at the beginning of time in the Dreamtime.
How the birds got their colors. When the world was young, a beautiful arch appeared in the sky. This arch, which was the rainbow, seemed to take color from all around. They were all the reds, the blues, greens, yellows, and the purples. It continued growing and growing, right before your eyes.
Slowly, the rainbow began to vibrate as it grew larger and larger. Then, finally, it exploded. The rainbow became a million pieces that floated in the air as they slowly descended to the ground. As the million colorful pieces of the rainbow fell, the pieces changed into all the birds we know today.
Some of the birds, like the crow, didn't like the feeling of falling, and they screamed out in horror, like this. Other birds thought it was the funniest feeling they ever had and started to laugh, just like the kookaburra.
Still others thought it was the most beautiful feeling of all, so they spread their wings wide, opened their throat, and started to sing the most beautiful song you could ever hear. That is how the birds got their colors and their voices, because of the rainbow, way back in the dream time.
Aurore,
Blandine,
Anne,
Idana,
voilà.
Et
Sur une histoire originale de l'art aborigène, vous venez d'entendre des élèves de LLCE du lycée Ouliama Oudja.